Welcome to Mindset and Money Mastery for Photographers, the podcast. We help overwhelmed photographers make more money while simplifying their business by mastering their, you guessed it, mindset and money. Tune in each week for practical and actionable tips to take your photography business up a notch. Let's dive right in. Today, we are going to dive into some myths about IPS or in-person sales. So if you're sitting here listening to this and you already do IPS or in-person sales, hang on and listen to this episode because I think you might get some really good information out of this. If you are currently not doing in-person sales or an ordering appointment with your clients, then this is an episode that you definitely do not want to miss out on because I'm going to talk about some really important points here about why IPS has a bad rep and some things that you can do to make sure that you do IPS in a way that is non-weird and non-sleazy and all of those things that make people dread IPS. So let's dive into some of the myths and kind of where this came from. I wholeheartedly believe that a lot of these myths about IPS came from your big in-the-mall portrait studios, like your JCPenney portrait studios, for example. People would come in, they'd pay a really low price point for their portraits, and then what would happen is they would sit down and say, okay, this only included one photo, or this didn't include any of the photos. If you want more, you're going to have to buy them. And people wouldn't understand that up front or really understand like where that was coming from or expect that they were going to have to invest more. And then to make it worse, they would sit there and say something like, if you don't buy these pictures, we're putting them in the shredder. And they would quite literally shred people's portraits right there in front of them if they didn't fork up the money and pay for them. So I do think that a lot of the misconceptions about in-person sales come from this type of business model that you used to see in high volume portrait studios, like at the mall and things like that, that were really low end type things, but then tried to just upsell you and would do that whole emotional, I'm going to throw your pictures away at the end. So let's talk about some of the myths that have come up because of that, or some of the myths that I hear photographers saying in groups that I'm in about in-person sales. So the first thing I hear is that your clients will feel pressured to make a decision, that clients will feel like they have to make a decision then and there. And that is not true at all. You can be flexible. You can be a decent human being and give your clients flexibility and time if they need it. The second myth is that you have to be a sleazy salesperson. And I'm here to tell you that sleazy salespeople are not the norm in the in-person sales world. I think that sleazy salespeople, like that has to do a lot with, you know, being high pressure or using sales tactics that are manipulative and slimy and not being upfront and not being clear about things. And that is not what in-person sales is about. You might be thinking that nobody will book with you because they want all the digital files. And as a photographer that does IPS, you can't give all the digital files and still make money. And I'm going to say that you could potentially choose to give all of your digital files to your clients and they might still spend money. That's not off the table. You could also provide digital files of what they buy. There's a lot of workarounds to this. I have a coaching client that was making the switch from a shoot and burn model to an in-person sales model and offering products. And one of her first clients that she had, that she offered the IPS ordering appointment, helped them pick out wall art, design wall art, do albums, things like that with, that client actually had already received all their digital files. And guess what? They spent $16,000 at their image reveal, even though they already had their digital files. So I think that that's going to happen every day to everybody? No, probably not. But I think that really proves the point that your clients can still get digital files and can still spend money on physical products. You might be thinking that it takes too much time and you're already strapped for time. What I'm going to say is that doing in-person sales allows you to make more money from the clients you have, to work less because you have to get less clients through your door. You have to market less because you don't need so many people coming through your door whenever you're making thousands of dollars from every client that walks through your door. So it actually should free up your time and give you more time back in your life and in your business. You might also think that people don't want to spend that much money on portraits. And that is a huge thing that people say, like, I still want to work with people who have budgets, or I still want to work with my existing clientele. And what I want to tell you is kind of two-sided here. That is that your current existing clientele might be willing to spend a lot more money with you. You've just never given them the opportunity to invest more with you. Think back to that story I just told you about my coaching client, right? That client had invested, I don't know, a few hundred dollars for her portrait session. And they were ready and willing to spend tens of thousands of more dollars because they were given the opportunity to. First thing I want to tell you is that your clients might be willing to spend more money if given the opportunity to. But the second thing I want to tell you is that people are excited to spend money on portraits. It is an experience. Anything that people invest a lot of money on, like, they get excited about it. And I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on portraits with photographers myself, even before I really was doing this as a photographer. And I'll tell you what, I was so excited to spend that money. And this kind of leads me to my next point of, I still want to be affordable. And people think, like, I still want to be affordable, and IPS photographers are not affordable. The thing is, when I had my first experience from a client perspective with a photographer that did IPS, I was a very broke, straight out of college kid that was paying for a wedding at the time and also starting my photography business. And when I went through that experience, me as a very broke college student who just graduated, who was starting a business, whose soon-to-be husband wasn't making very much money, and we were paying for our wedding on credit cards, I still spent thousands of dollars on those portraits. And also, I spent thousands of dollars on those portraits in secret because they were my husband's wedding gift. It was a boudoir session, and I saved my money, and I paid for that in secret, even though we were putting our wedding on credit cards, right? And I was so happy about that. I was so happy about that decision I made and that money that I spent on those portraits, like, being able to do that and to give him that gift and to go through the experience, like, it was worth its weight in gold. And looking back, like, I don't regret that one bit. I have a giant portrait of myself in the living room from when I was pregnant, and I love it. I look at it every day and think, like, yes, I spent thousands of dollars on that one piece of art in my room, but I don't regret it one bit. I love it, and it excites me. And just the joy and the excitement I get out of seeing those portraits on the wall is worth its weight in gold to me. And I think that, you know, you have to change your mindset here, and you have to start to believe that your clients are ready and willing and excited to spend thousands of dollars on their portraits. But then when you come to this next point of, like, you still want to be affordable, and you think that if you sell products, you're not affordable all of a sudden, I think you also have to put yourself in this standpoint of, number one, yeah, you do have to make a decent amount from every client to pay your bills and to for this to be sustainable. But secondly, is the idea that you can have options for everybody. In my own personal portrait business, yeah, most of my clients are spending like $6,000 or $7,000, but they can also come and work with me if they only have $1,000. And if they have $30,000 or $40,000 to spend on portraits, they can work with me as well. So it's really important to me in my own personal business and for my coaching clients that they have options for everybody. So yes, if they come and work with me and they only have $1,000 to spend, they're probably not going to get a bunch of giant fancy wall art, but they can get a really nice, beautiful set of smaller prints. And if they come to me and they want bigger than life, hand-painted, canvas gallery wraps in every room of their home, they can easily spend $30,000 or $40,000 with me. But I have options to fit all of those people's needs. And I have options to serve all of my clients well and to serve my clients in a way that I can feel good about it when I lay my head down at night. And I can love my clients to spend $1,000 just as much as I love my clients to spend $20,000. They're all the same to me, and I put the same amount of work and effort into each and every one of them, but I know that not everybody's to the point where they can invest that in their portraits. So therefore, I have things set up to where I offer options for everybody. So you can be an IPS photographer, and you can have affordable or budget-friendly options as an IPS photographer. Now let's talk about this next point or next myth that I hear about IPS. I hear so many people telling me, like, I get nervous in front of people. I don't love people. I am an artist. I don't love sitting down and having meetings with people face to face. It's very awkward and uncomfortable. This might even go into talking to people on the phone and things like that. And I'll say, you don't have to sit down face to face with people. You can do it over Zoom, right? That takes a lot of the fear and the anxiety out of it. The next thing you might be thinking too is like, what if I live far away from my clients? You know, they're far away. I can't drive to their house. I can't do all these meetings. I can't do a planning thing in person. I can't do an image reveal in person. Can't do all that stuff. This falls back on the last point. You can do them on Zoom. You don't have to be in person. You don't have to drive to people's houses all over the place. You don't have to have a studio. You don't have to have a physical space. Back in the day, I used to sit at Starbucks and have image reveals. Literally, I would go to Starbucks and I would have 4x6 prints of every single portrait that I had culled my images down to and edited. I'd print out all my 4x6s. I would go to Starbucks and I would meet my clients and we would literally sit there and sort through 4x6s in three piles at the table in Starbucks. I would bring my giant bag with my canvas in, my prints in, and I would show them my products sitting there at Starbucks. And then one day I was like, this is crazy. Why am I not doing it over Zoom? And I started doing my image reveals over Zoom. And this was pre-COVID, before everyone else was doing the reveals over Zoom. I started this and I haven't looked back since. And a big part of that too is that my clients do live a long ways away from me. Most of my clients live at least like 2 hours away from me. So I'm traveling a lot to clients. I travel all over the country for clients. So when I do that, I need to have a system that allows me to work with them. So there's some of the common myths and a little bit about each of those myths, but let's kind of dive into this. The truth about what IPS done right really is, and why in-person sales is really what I believe the way to go. The first thing is that when you are delivering your portraits to your clients, if you give them a gallery of 80 or 90, maybe even only 50 portraits to look at, do you think your client has the ability to narrow down those photos to their favorites and figure out what they want to print out, what they want to use for what? No, they don't have any business trying to figure out how to narrow down those photos. That is our job as a photographer, is to help our clients pick out their favorite portraits, to guide them, to assist them, to make their life easy every step of the way. And one of those ways we can do that as a photographer is to help our clients narrow down their portraits during what we call an image reveal or in-person sales, right? The first piece of in-person sales is really just helping your clients narrow down their photos. We had Santa portraits done of our child, Kai, and we got the gallery of photos from the photographer and we had to go through and pick out which ones we wanted to purchase. And I sat there glazed over and my husband got home and he's like, did you pick them out yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, why not? I'm like, I can't. He's like, what do you mean you can't? I'm like, I'm just sitting here scrolling through this gallery over and over again, glazing over because I can't decide, nor can I compare and contrast these effectively in this online gallery. I can't pull them up side by side. I can't like do it strategically. Like there's just scrolling and my brain was just scrolling over and over again, glazed over, right? The reason that our clients don't print their portraits out is not because they don't want to. It's because they don't have the ability to sit there and scroll through all of those photos in an online gallery and pick their favorites. They're overwhelmed. They love them all so much. You did such a good job photographing them. You delivered all these beautiful portraits, and then your client wants to do something, but they can't ever decide on their own. They need your help narrowing them down. They need your help figuring out why this portrait versus this portrait, why this one is a better option if you were going to put it on the wall, or why this one is going to work better for their Christmas card than that one. And that is part of what we can do for our clients as photographers. Now, let's consider that our clients could pick out their portraits by narrowing them down. And they were like, I got this. I can narrow them down. No big deal. Don't need your help. Do you think that the average person has the ability to know exactly what size is going to look best on their wall? Or do you think the average person looks at their pictures, they decide, okay, I like this one. I'll get an 11x14. That sounds really big. Or maybe a 16x20, that sounds huge. Now, hopefully you as a photographer, when I say that, you know that an 11x14 and a 16x20 is not big enough for most people's walls, especially on their own. That's gonna look ridiculous and tiny. But what you do know as a photographer, that most walls and most homes need at least a 30x40 inch piece of art. And it is up to you to show your clients that, to help them figure out what size is going to work. So that they don't just go on their online gallery, order a picture, they hang it, get it to their house, and they go, that looks silly. That doesn't fit on the wall. What if they've been dying to replace that family portrait over their fireplace or put a family portrait over their fireplace, and they finally hire you to do their portraits? They sit there at their gallery glazed over for months. Then they finally figure out which picture they want to print. And when they print it, they realize it was too small. Or they think that acrylic sounds really cool. But then they put it over their fireplace in their living room that's filled with windows, and they realize they can't see a thing on that picture over their fireplace because there's too many windows in their living room and it's filled with a glare all the time. So if they can figure out what size looks good, I can guarantee you they have no idea what finish to get. They don't know if they should put a canvas there or a metal or an acrylic or prints that's framed. They don't know how to pick out a frame. Oh my gosh, have you ever picked out a frame for your own house? It is stressful. Even as for photographers. Looking to create more magic in your business? Make sure you join us over in Your Magic Year. Your Magic Year is our new year-long program designed to help give you direction and guidance as you move throughout the next year in your business. Together, we're going to work through quests each and every month. We're going to have a magical training every month to give you guidance and direction. But most importantly, you're going to be surrounded in a community of people that are also working towards the same goals as yourself, so you don't have to feel alone. Check out the link in the show notes. It is your job to help them to figure out what type of art, what the finish is going to look like based on their space, what framing is going to look best based on their decor. That is your job. And that is a part of being a photographer that really makes you stand out from everyone else. Because when you can tell your clients, hey, I'm going to help you figure out what's going to look good in your home. I'm going to help you figure out how to frame it. I'm going to help you figure out what finish is going to look good. Heck, you might even help them hang up that piece of art in their home if you decide to offer that. It takes everything to a different level. It offers more guidance, more assistance, more handholding to get to the final product. Because for some reason in today's day and age, photographers have taken this standpoint of, I'm just a photographer, I just deliver images. Photographers are not just photographers. We don't just deliver images, we deliver art. We create art. And there's power and strength in that art we create. Whether you're a boudoir photographer or a glamour beauty photographer, and you take pictures where women look beautiful and stunning, and the power in that art reminds them each and every day the beauty that's inside of them. Or whether you're a dog or a horse photographer, and you know that that portrait that you're taking of their dog, one day when that dog's gone, they're going to be able to look back at that picture and remember that dog or that horse. And remember the magic and how much they love them and what the value and the power of that was. I look at that picture in my living room, my husband and I with our boxer that we don't have anymore that passed away. And just thinking about that picture makes me tear up because I love it so much. I cannot imagine my life without that picture on my wall each and every day. There is something powerful. If you're a wedding photographer, that wedding is your client's happiest day of their life. And one day when they have a fight with their spouse, if they have that picture on the wall from their wedding day or their engagement session, they can look at that picture and remember how magical that day was and how madly in love they were with that person in that very moment. And they can remember that there isn't lost hope, that they can get back to that place that they were at on their wedding day. There is power in that. And if our pictures are wasting away on someone's computer or on the internet or on Facebook, what are we doing? We are not serving our clients. We are not giving them the ultimate power that lies within what we do. And honestly, it's kind of soul crushing for me to think about my clients that don't have portraits on the wall. Clients before I knew what I was doing that just got some 8x10s or just got some digital files. To think that they don't have that in their life, it makes me sad. So really what this is about is just helping your clients. In-person sales is helping your clients narrow down their photos, helping them figure out what size is going to look good on their walls, what finish is going to look good, what frame is going to look the best in their space. You're just being a guide and helping them. And I'm going to tell you this. Your clients are going to love the fact that you help them sort through their portraits and decide which ones to print. They love them all and they feel overwhelmed on their own trying to decide what to buy and put on their wall. They will know when you sit there and help them that they have made a good decision and that they are happy with their selection. Now, periodically, I have a client that will say, man, I'm not very decisive. I'm really worried I'm not going to be able to decide today. Like, what if I can't figure it out? And I tell them, honestly, hey, you know what? If you can't decide today or if at the end you just feel like you're not sure what you want to do, just tell me. It's not a big deal. We'll talk through it. We'll figure it out. We'll look at some options. No pressure. This is not like the end of the world. These are portraits, for goodness sakes. Like, none of this is the end of the world. None of this has to be high pressure. The other thing is that you can be clear, you can be upfront, and you can be transparent in telling your clients what they will invest and what to expect throughout the process. And you can do this before they book, and you never have to hide things or feel like you're deceiving your clients. Really, communication is key here. I'm going to give you a tip right now, and this is going to make you more money and prepare your clients better than anything else. If you just ask your clients, hey, what do you want to do with these portraits? Do you want to display them in your home somewhere? Maybe you're thinking a nice family portrait over your sofa or a series of your dogs by your front door. Or maybe, you know, a picture of you and your husband over the bed. What do you think you're going to do with these? If you ask your clients that question in the right way, now I said in the right way because there is a right and a wrong way to ask the question. If you ask your clients that question the very first time you talk to them in the right way, you're planting a seed. And I'm going to tell you that 99% of the time, your clients are going to be like, oh my gosh, yes, that sounds so cool. Of course we need a family portrait over the sofa. Of course we want a set of portraits of our dogs in our entryway. Of course we want a picture of me and my husband for our bedroom. Right? If you just ask people the questions, ask them what they want, ask them what they need, they will tell you what they want and what they need. The thing is that you have to ask in the right way so that they understand what you're asking, right? But they will tell you. And if you communicate and you start to ask the right questions and you're clear and upfront about things, your clients will be prepared for getting to the reveal and investing in art and doing the thing and spending the money with you and being happy and being so joyful that they want to cry when they think about that portrait and the value and the power of that portrait that's on their wall of them with their dog that passed away. That's important, guys. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is that, you know, we said people just want all their digital files. And in all honesty, nobody really needs 100 portraits of themselves sitting on their computer. They're never going to look at them. My clients never ask if they can have all the digital files anymore. Like, it doesn't even come up because I've educated them. They know from my marketing. They know from the way I talk on my website. They know from the conversations they have with me. I create art. I create something for them to look at and feel each and every day. I put that feeling, that emotion that they feel deep down inside for their horse into a portrait that they can look at every single day for eternity. That's what they value. They don't value having 100 pictures sitting on their computer wasting away. Now, I do give them digital files of whatever they buy, and they're happy with that. They can share them on social media. They can do all the things. But I know that they have that picture on the wall to stare at all the time. Now, here's the other truth about IPS. Whenever you think about IPS and you feel like there's all this extra time and effort and energy that goes into it, one of the main reasons that I really do love this as well is that I'm done with my clients. And I know that sounds bad. I'm done with my clients after their reveal. I do the reveal. We walk through their portraits. They pick out what they want. We create wall mockups showing them what their portraits are going to look like on their walls. Put the order in. Send them their invoice. They pay it. I do my edits. Put my order in and I'm done. I don't have to deal with back and forth from clients. I don't have to wait months for their selection. I don't have to worry about them just taking screenshots. Plus, they make more money from less clients with this system, right? So it saves me time because I'm just very clear and concise. I'm getting things done. I'm getting their order taken care of. I'm getting their wall art order placed right then and there. I'm done with it. And then I don't have to deal with the back and forth over months or weeks of time. I can close out my client, say that door is closed, on to the next one. So I have less clients lingering over my head at all times. This is something that I hear shoot and burn photographers share with me a lot is they struggle to get their clients to decide their favorites and download their images from their galleries. And they're like, I'm going to close your gallery if you don't pick. I'm going to close your gallery if you don't pick. And they never pick. And they're like, what do I do? What do I do? Well, you don't do a gallery for them to pick. You just help them. Then they're going to pick because you help them. Maybe they're not picking because they don't want to pick when you send them an online gallery, but maybe they're not picking their images because they're overwhelmed and they don't know how to. Maybe they're like me looking at the pictures of my child with Santa Claus going, oh my gosh, what do I pick? I love them all so much. They're so adorable. Which one of these screaming, crying pictures do I buy? Right? The next thing is that people are truly excited to invest in art. And if you've been around me, if you listen to my podcast, you know I'm big on all this mindset stuff. You have to genuinely believe that people are excited and ready to invest in art and that you create art. So today, my challenge for you is to create a new mantra that you put it on your computer, put it in your office, your desk, your bathroom mirror, and just write on this note card, people are excited to invest in art. Have you ever seen a painting with random scribbles or splatters of paint in a gallery for thousands of dollars? And you're like, why would anyone pay thousands of dollars for that? I don't even know what it is. What's the point? Yeah, exactly, right? If people will spend thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars on random scribbles on a canvas or splatters of paint that mean absolutely nothing, have no feeling or emotion or sentimental value to them, why the heck shouldn't people be spending that same amount of money, if not more, on portraits of them and their family and their animals and their kids and themselves? My clients say to me all of the time that this is art. This is a great investment. I need new art for my home. I am an artist. I create art. I am not just a photographer to my clients. I am an artist. I've had clients straight up tell me that they're going to sell paintings that they have on their wall that they've paid tens of thousands of dollars for so that they can replace them with my work. I have clients that are literally collectors of my art. They have my art in multiple rooms of their house. They've spent tens of twenties of thousands of dollars in art with me throughout the years. What they consider art are my portraits. And a lot of that has to do with my marketing. The way I speak about it too is that people come to me knowing they're going to buy art from me. And they're excited about their Corinda art. Like, it's a big deal. So changing the perception, changing your thought, changing your mindset surrounding what you create is really important. I had a client once that we did family portraits, and she does family portraits every year, normally with like shoot and burn type photographers. And during her reveal, I remember her husband saying, you know, we can't do this every year, right? Like, we can't buy that really nice piece of art from Corinda and then do the same thing next year too. Like, that would be a lot. And she was like, no, you don't understand. What Corinda does is different. What she creates is art. Those other photographers are just our annual pictures. But this is like something we only update on like special occasions or special years. So maybe this is something we'll do every 5 or 6 years. We'll come back and get a nice piece of art from Corinda, but we'll just do our normal family pictures every year for our Christmas cards, right? That says a lot about the brand I've built, about my messaging, about the way I speak to things, and also the fact that somebody that goes to cheap shoot and burn photographers can come work with me and they can still value and be excited to work with me as a high-end portrait artist. And they know the difference and what they're getting, and they're excited to pay for that difference. And speaking of paying for that difference, right, that takes us back to this whole idea that, you know, clients can invest $6,000 or $7,000 on average, but you can also have those people that invest $1,000 if that's all they have, or $30,000. What your clients invest is their choice. If they're on a budget, they can still work with me. They get less portraits and they get smaller portraits. Now, if they're like most of my clients, they're going to be in that average range and get, you know, a series of portraits for their wall plus an album with a bunch of their favorites. But if they want huge, bigger than life art everywhere in their house, and they want an album with all, you know, 70 or 80 of their favorite portraits, They're going to want to spend $20,000 or $30,000, and that's fine for them too. It's up to my clients what they want to invest. They know and they're told very clearly up front, this is what most people invest. This is what they buy. If you're on a budget, this is for you. If you want to spend your heart's desire, you can do that too. And I'm very clear and upfront, and they know that there's a possibility that they might want to spend $10,000 or $20,000 or more with me. And that's cool. They know it. They expect it. If we get to their reveal and they all of a sudden like add up and they're spending $10,000, they're like, oh, you told me that was a possibility, Corinda. And I'm like, yeah, I did. And guess what? They're like, well, I'm not mad at you because you told me I might want to do that. I just didn't think I was that person. And they're like, but I guess I was. And they happily do it. My clients that pay me the most money are my favorite clients, not because they pay me the most money, but because they value what I do. I have this client that spent a ton of money with me, and I will never forget one day running into them. My husband was with me and they came up to me. They're like, oh my gosh, we love you. You're so amazing. We love all of our art. It's so beautiful. Like, it just makes us so happy every day. And they looked at my husband and were like, oh my gosh, your wife is amazing. And I was looking at my husband like, I should be like bowing down to these people and like telling them they're amazing because they spend so much money with me. But they don't see it that way, right? They see that I provided with them something so amazing and something so different than they'd ever had before. And they value what I provided them with. And honestly, the last thing is the fact that IPS is overly complicated, takes so much time, all of that. I want you to really think about that. It can be done virtually. It can be done over Zoom. It could be done right after your sessions take place. It can be done in a simple way. To be an IPS photographer, you don't have to do all this extra fluffy stuff. You don't have to like deal with hair and makeup like people might tell you. You don't have to deal with going to your clients' homes before their sessions for planning calls or any of that. You can literally just have a couple phone calls, hop on Zoom, show up the day of their session, photograph their session, and that's it. Like, you don't have to do all the extra stuff. And I think that people have come to this idea that to be an IPS photographer, you have to do all this extra stuff and all this fluff. And I don't think you have to do that at all. I was talking to one of my coaching clients and she was telling me, like, my business is weirdly surgical in a way. I actually do less now with IPS and I make so much more money. And everything is very like surgical. Like, I have a way and a method and a system for doing everything, and it saves me so much time in my life and in my business. So really keep that in mind. It can save you time. You don't have to do it face to face. You don't have to drive all over the place to meet your clients. Just do it the simple way. The thing is that proper preparation systems make IPS an amazing experience for both you as the photographer and for your clients. You can do it in a way that feels good. Just think about it as asking your clients questions, finding out what their needs are, and then fulfilling their needs. Because ultimately, when it comes down to their reveal, all I'm doing is fulfilling the needs that they told me when I first talked to them. When I first talked to them and said, hey, what do you want to do with your portraits? Do you want to put this here or that there? Or what is it that you want to do with your portraits? They're telling me, this is what I want to do. And when I get to the reveal, I'm saying, hey, I know you told me you want to put a family portrait over your sofa. So let's pick out your family portrait. Let's figure out which family portrait needs to go over your sofa. Okay, cool. Now let's figure out what size and what finish is going to look good. Okay, perfect. Here's how much it's going to cost. Great. That's all I'm doing. Asking them questions and fulfilling their needs and holding their hands and helping them every step of the way. Now I'm going to ask you, like, if you've listened to this whole episode and you are thinking about making the switch to IPS, or maybe you're already doing IPS in the traditional way that you've heard a lot of people talk about it, why are you afraid of making the switch to IPS? And what ways has this episode changed your thoughts on the in-person sales process? I would absolutely love it if you would head over to our Facebook group, Photography Business Tune Up with Corinda K. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this, about how this has changed your viewpoint on IPS. And maybe if you're already doing IPS, if this is giving you any thoughts about what you might change and what you might do differently than what you're already doing. Y'all, I don't believe in negotiations. I don't believe in telling my clients, like, if you buy this, I'll give you that. Or, hey, if you do this, I'll throw in this extra. Like, I don't do any of that stuff. I don't do negotiations. There's a lot of IPS photographers that do negotiations and all these weird random things that feel sleazy, and I don't do any of that. And I still make great money as a photographer. So you don't have to do all those things. If you've listened to educators in the past, or if you've learned IPS from somebody else and they have you doing all of these weird tactics that make you feel sleazy and gross inside, and it just doesn't feel right to you and it feels high pressure, don't do it. Because I can guarantee you I don't do those things. And I do just fine as a photographer and as a business owner. So hop on over into the group and share with us some of your thoughts about IPS and how this episode has helped change your views on IPS. And those of you that have made the switch too, I would love it to hear your experience and what it was like when you made the switch and how it changed your business. And, you know, maybe we'll share some of your stories here on the podcast for other people to learn and hear what it was like as you made the switch and how it changed your business. I'll also add here at the end that any business model can work. You don't have to do IPS. I really believe in it. I love it. I think it's an amazing system. But any business model can work as long as you meet your goals and you are paid well for your time and your art and your life is simple. It just so happens that I think this is the easier way to do it, but there are lots of other people that are successful as photographers doing variations of this system or different versions of this. So don't feel like you have to do everything cut and dry the way I shared with you today, because there's so much flexibility. And that's the great part about it being a business owner. You get to choose, make decisions that feel good for you and your business. Just be smart about it. Choose things that make you lots of money. And, you know, that's a lot about what we talk about in our Plan Your Year workshop that we host every year. We host it in December and again in January live. So if you want to check that out, make sure you check out the show notes and we'll include the link to the Plan Your Year workshop so you can grab that. But a big thing we talk about in the Plan Your Year workshop is, what are you doing that works? And what are you doing that doesn't work? And what adjustments do you need to make you more money or to make your life simple? So doing an audit in your business and really figuring out what's working, what isn't working, what fills your heart and soul up and what doesn't. And also realizing what big scary changes you need to make to get to where you want to go in your business. That's also really important to consider. You know, maybe IPS feels scary because it feels so different than what you're doing or so out of the realm of what you're used to. But maybe you know that to grow and to get to where you want to be, to build a multi-six-figure brand, that this is the next step and this is a pivot and a change that you need to make. So if you're there and you're feeling like this might be a pivot or a change you need to make, but you're just like, it scares me, like reach out to me, send me a DM. I would love to talk to you more about this. This is a topic that I know is very controversial for some strange reason, but I think it's such, you know, a powerful business model and I think it works really well. Which is, I think, why you see so many photographers that have been in this industry for 20 and 30 years using this model and they haven't strayed from it, is because it's proven to be successful and proven to make photographers money and proven to be a business model that stands the test of time. It stands for longevity. It creates strong businesses that are profitable and that you can run and manage and that don't just kill so much of your time without any profit, which is the problem that so many photographers are in. So yes, I am really crazy, obviously, passionate about this topic, and I could go on and on forever. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, post in our group, and I will see you there, and I cannot wait to continue this discussion with you. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please make sure you share it on social media or leave a rating and review. As always, you can check out the links and resources in the show notes over at MasterYourMindMoney.com. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at MasterYourMindMoney. And don't forget to join our free Facebook group, Photography Business Tune-Up with Corinda K. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.